Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful PBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. And this is your host, Allison, and I welcome you, and I also thank you for tuning in tonight. And I think I want to wind just for a little minute here because I want to say something about daylight savings time. Anyone that knows me knows that my dog's getting up at 4:30 a.m. every day, which makes for a long day. And I was really looking forward to the time change, you know, kind of hoping that I would get up at a more normal time each morning. But don't you know, it took them just one day to adjust to the time change. And, you know, I got to sleep to 6 o'clock just one day, and then bam, back to 4:30 a.m. this morning. So I'm going to apologize in advance if I'm dragging just a little bit, but what you going to do, you know, that you got to love them, the little darlings, you know, 4:30 in the morning, got to love them, right? Okay, well, listen, been busy lately. I really had a wonderful time in Doylestown on Sunday. I did a day of readings for Susan Duvall of Susan Duvall Seminars and really met some wonderful people. And I also want to let you know about an upcoming workshop that I'm going to be doing for the Alta View Wellness Center in Harrisburg, PA. That's the 17th of April. And this is a numerology workshop. It's talking about the autobiography of your soul journey in this lifetime. It's an introductory class. And so if you're interested in maybe finding out more information, you can call Sharon at altaviewwellness.com. Her phone number is there, also the email. So that's the 17th of April, Saturday. So, you know, I'd love to meet you. So if you live in the Harrisburg area, you're interested in numerology, by all means, you know, check it out. Okay. Now, one thing I wanted to talk about, which was just something that happened to me today, and, you know, When you do numerology day in and day out and you do readings for people, and based upon not only what I know about numerology, but also I've studied every aspect of spiritual philosophy and the metaphysical possible. I've studied mediumship and channeling and meditation and chakras and crystals and you name it, I've studied it. And, you know, I oftentimes give a lot of advice to my clients during readings on top of the usual interpretation of the numerology chart. And one of the things I always tell people is to, whenever you are in doubt or looking for direction, to ask for a sign. And that's some advice that I usually give. And this morning I found myself doing my meditation, and you know, it was a little bit emotional for me because even any reader, I don't care whether you're a psychic or you're a medium, an astrologer, a numerologist, you just get those days where you question, you know, the sanity of your path. You question the amount of pressure sometimes that's on your shoulders, especially when lately all the clients have really, really tough problems. And they're dealing with crisis in their charts, and they come to you for advice, and they come to you looking for direction. And sometimes that feels like you got the weight of the world on your shoulders. And sometimes, you know, you question your confidence in yourself, your ability, you know, to bring the reading. And even though there's been incredible miracles through the readings in the past, and I've got folders of wonderful testimonials from my clients, it just comes a day where you question, why am I doing this? Is this what I should be doing? Am I being as helpful as I could be? And so in this meditation, I have to say, I got a little tearful and I got a little weepy. And quite frankly, you know, it got to the point where I asked for a sign, and I really put it out there. And I said, you know, if this is what you want me to do, if this is the direction I'm supposed to continue in, then, you know, I really do need a sign. I need to see something. So I would really appreciate it if you would send that sign to me. Now, after I got done with my meditation, you know, I went about with some of my normal paperwork and my normal business. And then I didn't have reading scheduled today because it's my radio show day. Plus, I worked all day yesterday doing readings. So I went upstairs, and I was making up the beds in the spare bedrooms and doing some vacuuming. And I walked into the one room, and I had just finished making the bed, and I had picked up a few things off the floor. And I turned the vacuum cleaner on, and I looked down, and something was shining back at me on the floor. And I stopped the vacuum cleaner, and I reached down, and there was a medal, and it was Mother Mary. And I have to say that this was extremely unusual because I don't own a Mother Mary medal. I don't think I've ever had a Mother Mary medal in my home. So I have no idea how it got there, and there it was on the floor of my spare bedroom. And, of course, I picked it up, and I realized that that was my sign. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is that, okay, I'm going to admit I started crying again because it was just really so beautiful and wonderful that something that there's no explanation for why it was there just appeared for me. And, you know, it really gave me a great deal of a feeling of love, being loved and confidence, and it made me feel so much better. And it really shifted my energy and made me feel good about, you know, what I do. But I just want you all to know that you can ask for signs. You can ask for direction. You can put that out there and expect to receive a sign. And it can come in many forms and many ways, but it'll come to you, just like mine did to me today. And, you know, it also made me feel really good because I often give that advice to my clients, and it was really nice to have it demonstrated in my own life. So it'll just make me give that advice a lot more in the future. So I just wanted to share that with you. I just wanted to share with you something really cool and really wonderful that happened to me today. Okay, now, you know, I said a couple shows ago that I was getting a lot of emails from people, and they were literally saying, you know, Allison, we love the fact that you interview a lot of really wonderful people on your show and have introduced us to a lot of wonderful and talented readers and people in the spiritual community. But, you know, we really miss the good old days when you talked about numerology and when you yourself did the readings. And, you know, more or less it got me to thinking that, you know, I did and was neglecting teaching numerology on the shows, and I was neglecting myself personally doing readings. So what I decided to do a couple weeks ago was to do more shows with just me hanging out on my own show. And maybe teaching y'all a little something about the numbers, but also, you know, doing on-air readings for my listeners. And one of the things that I will do is if you, any of the listeners, would like an on-air reading any week, you can literally send me your information in an email. And what I really would like is your date of birth and your name on your birth certificate, and you could actually send me a question. If there's a question in your life or something that you would like some guidance with, you send me that question and that information. And then the next time I go live on my show, and it's a show where I'm, you know, doing my own thing and doing my own readings, I'll be more than happy to let you know that I'm going to answer you on air, and I would be more than happy to answer your questions. So you can get my email address certainly right there on the front of BBS Radio. Just click on Visible by Numbers, and all that information is there. And if you've never listened to the show before, and you really don't, you know, know that much about me, I'll just tell you that I am a professional numerologist, and I've been reading for over 10 years professionally. But I think more so than a numerologist, I'm also a seeker, and I think that I've studied a lot of things having to do with spiritual philosophy because, you know, I don't like to put titles on myself, but, you know, I am an intuitive psychic, whatever you want to call it. I've had a lot of metaphysical, weird experiences in my life, you know, which kind of sent me on a journey to discover things. And the one thing I can say about myself, you know, I started this at a very early age. I actually read my first numerology book as a child. And I actually started my interest in numerology based on the fact that prior to that, I was interested in biographies. And I loved to read stories about people's lives. And I think even before I found my numerology book, that I really was questioning how people get from being born to achieving their destiny. And so, voila, one day I found the numerology book, and then the rest is kind of history. And so in my journey and in my studies of numerology, and also in, you know, you learn by doing, and so the many, many readings that I've done, I've lost count, has taught me a lot about numerology, and it is also something that I'm very passionate about. And I'm passionate about numerology because I honestly feel that in your name and your date of birth, that is the roadmap for your lifetime in this lifetime. It's what you're up to this time around. And there's a huge quantity of information found in that, in those numbers, that can help you, that can guide you, that can validate who you are, that can give you reasons for things that have occurred in your life, and certainly give you direction in making decisions for the future. And I am probably a very passionate numerology. I not only feel that numerology is extremely useful to help validate you as a person, and sometimes bring you back to center. And what I mean by that is that when we're born and when we come into life, we try very desperately to fit into our families and into society. And we go through this process of people telling us what it's all about based upon their experience. And they tell us what to think and how to feel and who we should be. And somewhere along the lines, some of us get a little lost in all of that. And the reason why we're so ready to agree to what everybody else thinks and feels and says is because we want to fit in, and we want to be loved, and we want to be accepted. But sometimes inside of us, there's part of us that never gets fulfilled, or there's part of us that's shoved to the side. And this is where numerology really is brilliant in helping to identify who you are, and maybe even validate it to you. It's kind of like your soul talking to you through the numbers. Another thing that, you know, numerology I think is brilliant at is it really can depict right down to the very year events in your life. And when we hit a certain age and we look back at our lives, we have a lot of wouldas, couldas, and shouldas. Like, if I had just said that differently, if I had just done that differently, then maybe, just maybe, things would have turned out differently. But the truth of the matter is, everything happens for a reason. Everything was planned by your soul, and everything has purpose. And so numerology can demonstrate that to you very clearly. And so once you begin to understand that these events were written and that these events served a purpose, it helps you on some level to let go. It helps you on some level to heal. And it helps you on some level to begin to shift your perspective about your life and the events in it. So I think that numerology, because of that, is a really wonderful healing tool, because it validates our life experiences. For instance, if someone is divorced, that is going to show in a chart, and sometimes we beat ourselves up. But if we can honestly see that that was meant to happen, it helps us to let go of that and move on with our lives. The final thing that I think that numerology is brilliant is telling you about where you are right now and how to make the best possible use out of that energy, how to make your decisions. And really, you know, there's so much advice. It's not just the definition of the numbers and what they mean and the interpretation, but also there's a huge amount of advice that numerology imparts to us. And when you understand the energy that you're using at any given time, there's a tremendous amount of advice as how to use that energy and how to make the best possible results out of it. So numerology is really, really good at explaining what to do in this current year. And certainly if you look towards the future and you look at the energy that's coming, it can give you clear direction as to where you're going in life. So that's just some of the information that a numerology chart has to offer, in just a brief explanation as to why I love it. Now, what I'm going to do is we are going to be taking calls from our listeners, and I'll give out those numbers shortly. And, of course, some of you may have already called in, and that's fine, too. But I do have several people that sent me some emails, and I told them that I would be doing some on-air readings, so I'm going to start with some of these, okay? So first of all, I want to talk to Mel, and Mel just kind of gave me her name at birth, and she gave me her date of birth, and what she wants is a reading on her energy. So I'm going to just kind of go through this really briefly. And caller, I heard you beep in, and I'm going to get to you just as soon as I'm done with this chart, and then I'll work on you, okay? So just hang with me, listen to the show. Okay, so talking to Mel, thank you so much for emailing me, and I'm looking at your chart. And really what I would like to impart to you is I really see a lot of business-orientated energy with you. And I also see someone that has a great deal of ambition, but also intertwined in all of that is a tremendous amount of spiritual energy as well. And so I feel that there's a tremendous amount of wisdom with you, almost like spiritual knowing. But really the focus of your life is about setting goals and achieving things in life. It's about you remaining focused, working hard, being determined. And really, you know, you really kind of have some numbers here that are rags to riches. You know, these are numbers that really can bring about some great achievements. I also see in your numbers, you know, certainly energy that is going to allow those achievements. So I can see a focus on the business world, but again, I have to keep referring to the fact that you have a gift with having a very bright, intelligent mind. You have a gift with a spiritual understanding. Probably very good with research and analysis and even numbers. I would imagine that you yourself would make a pretty good numerologist. But you also hold a lot of, psychic energy as well. So I would always tell you to pay attention to your intuitions, your dreams, and your gut feelings because that's extremely strong in your energy. One thing that I would point out to you is I do feel that you have a challenge that really undermines your self-worth and your confidence. And sometimes, like, when you're meant to do great things but you don't believe in yourself, sometimes that can interfere with it. So you really need to start empowering yourself and believing in yourself. And really kind of, confidence is a choice. You need to choose to be confident and overcome that. And really, you can do great things. But somewhere, somehow, and probably early on, in your childhood, there were probably some events that undermined your confidence and self-worth. So, you know, you need to kind of move past that because I see really positive things for you. In this particular year, you're working with some energy that really is all about manifestation and creativity. So I really hope that you have a creative project on tap, whether it's writing or anything that's artistic or with creative thinking. I would also want you to work on manifesting by visualization and certainly writing down your dreams and what you want to achieve because you're working with that energy this year. I do see change around you. So you in your transits, this could be change of jobs, change of residence, change in relationships, but there is some major change. I will tell you that upcoming at age 40, I see a new beginning for you. And this is going to be a decision that you make or an opportunity or perhaps an experience that really has quite a significant effect upon your future. And that is upcoming at the age of 40, so you have something to look forward to. I do not know if you are involved in any kind of international business at this moment in time. But what I would tell you is that you do have international around you. And also this certainly could be applied to any kind of humanitarian work as well. And I would really, I know that you're working hard. I know that it's tedious work. And, you know, but this could be very good for you. This could actually work out well for you. So that would be my advice based on your numbers right now, what I'm seeing right now. That's what I want to impart to you right now. I really see, you know, all the makings of someone that's very, very successful, but also at the same time, somebody who's wise enough to see the soul in all things, somebody who's intuitive enough to realize that it isn't about the money, it's about the achievement. And so I really wish you nothing but the best of luck because you've got some really successful energy sitting in your chart, Mel. So thanks for emailing me, and I appreciate that. All right, so I'm going to take my caller. Hello, who's calling?
Hi, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Do you want to give me your date of birth, please?
Yes. It's February 21st, 1974.
Okay, February 21st, 1974. And do you have a question in particular, or you just want me to tell you what I see in this?
Basically, just tell me what you see. I'm interested in kind of like career, finances, and travel type stuff. But whatever you see, I'd be thrilled to hear.
Sure. Well, you know, one of the things that I would probably want to point out to you is the actual day that you're born. And the day that you're born is a very creative energy. And because anybody that's got that, you have kind of a gift with, you know, having a little bit of a sparkly personality, a gift with words, whether you speak them or write them. Also, it's really a beautiful energy for staying positive, being inspirational, and very creative. When I look at your life path number, you know, what you really do is have some serious business skills as well. And you're another person. Whenever you're an 8 life path, you really have to, on so many levels, you have to kind of set goals and you have to work towards them. And when you achieve those goals, you just have to set some more goals. So you're the kind of person that at the end of the day, it's about what did I accomplish? What have I got done? But this is also business, money, finance, abundance. But it's also no matter what happens in life, you just keep on going. You keep on working towards something. Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Yeah.
Okay. So you really got, you know, and then the 8 life path on so many levels is one of them. It can be very promising for success, very promising for, you know, rising to the top. And as I said, you know, it's important to set goals. It's important for you to remain ethical at all costs, that sort of a thing. But your birthday number sometimes might interfere with that 8 in a way, because when you have that kind of energy in your birthday, it kind of wants to have fun. It kind of, you know, it can get distracted easy, whereas 8 energy is very focused. The 3 is very distracted. Sometimes it's a very creative energy.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cute the way you have a little bit of both in your chart. And I'm not actually looking at your name, so there's part of your chart that's missing. So I'm just going to focus on what I see here. I do want to say that you're an old soul, Jessica, because that's very much shown in your chart. I also want to say that your biggest challenge in life, and this is very significant for you, dear. It's significant for you because a lot of us have 4 different numbers that make up our challenges. But when you have the same challenge over and over again, the same number, usually it means it's a more significant challenge, and it also means that sometimes it takes a very long time to overcome the challenge, okay? So what I would tell you is kind of like what I was saying to Mel in the earlier reading, is that somewhere, somehow, whether it's self-worth or love of self, or maybe you not putting yourself first, or maybe it's your confidence levels, but you really have to see yourself in a strong position, like in a leadership position, empowered. You have to really start empowering yourself with confidence and believing in yourself and realizing that you really do have very strong leadership qualities in you. You belong at the top of the heap, and you can be very successful, but on some level you kind of sabotage that. Do you understand?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, confidence is a choice, darling. So, you know, if you want to get up tomorrow morning and not be confident, that's up to you. But you can make up your mind to start being confident and displaying confidence and not let anybody define who you are. It's about you saying who you are. You understand? Not letting anybody tell you. Okay? So I want you to really kind of work on that, because when you work on that, then all this success and all these other things that want to come into your life, they're going to come into your life quicker, faster, sooner. Now, how old are you right now, dear?
I am 36.
Okay. You are getting ready. You've actually been in a 6th pinnacle since the age of 29. Now, I don't know if this brought in children or duty and responsibility to family, where a lot of your time and a lot of your energy has gone to the care and nurturing of other people. But this, and the only other way that you can actually use this energy is sometimes in the healing profession, teaching profession, or musically, but you've really been in the 6th pinnacle since the age of 29, and you're shifting out of that, you're actually shifting out of that soon here, and you're going to be moving into a different pinnacle. So you're in an 8 year this year, and it's usually when a person's year that they're in matches their life path, it's really important to focus on the meaning of that life path and all the good about it, and also anything you need to work out in that life path. So having an 8 life path, this will be a significant year for you. In an 8 year, yeah, very significant. It's a big deal. So
it feels like one, so that's really good.
Yeah. Usually there's a lot of rewards that come in an 8 year. It comes in the form of money, promotions, but also acknowledgement. And you may have been working on something for quite some time. And this is the year where everyone starts patting you on the back and acknowledging what a good job you've done. So this is really a year where hopefully when you finish out the year, you're going to have more confidence in yourself because you're going to reap some rewards this year. Usually everyone experiences an 8 year to be an abundant year, meaning usually money comes in. It's also based upon what you've been doing over the past 7 years. Now, if you haven't been doing anything, let's say you've been on a beach, you know, and surfing, you're not going to, like, there's not going to be no big bonus for you. You might get some clam shells and maybe a free hot dog, but I don't think you're going to get any big bonuses. But whatever you've been doing, you're going to reap the rewards of it this year monetarily and with rewards. So if you've been working hard, this should be a really good year. The only time that this doesn't turn out to be a good year is, let's say, somebody's been unethical in the past. Well, sometimes, you know, karma will come around in an 8 year and it'll extract whatever ills you've done. So, but most people experience it as being a very positive year. I'm going to tell you that I see you making some significant, changes. I don't want to see you signing on to something that's going to sign you on to something for 20 years this year.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to kind of hang status quo, enjoy the limelight, enjoy the good stuff that comes with the 8 year. Because when you move into next year, you're going to be making some serious changes in your, you know, what you're doing. You're going to let go of some things. And you don't want to be tied to something that you really need to let go of. You understand? So
yeah,
hang loose this year, and then next year it'll become obvious to you what things you're going to let go of as you move forward into the next pinnacle and as you move forward into bringing some new things into your life. So enjoy this year. Next year's a year of letting go. And then you move forward into, like, brand new opportunities that begin, you know, right around the age of 38, okay?
Okay, awesome. Can I ask one brief question
about what you said?
Awesome. Okay, so you said that this year I'll be getting rewards depending on what I've been working on. And my question is I actually just let go of a long-term job, like, in May of 08, and I've been kind of growing and changing and all this new stuff has been coming into my life, and I'm wondering if that the work that I've been putting towards trying to manifest this new job is what's going to pay off, or if it's just going to be a year to kind of
enjoy. There's two things here. Number one, the money can come in not so much to the fact that you've got a job and it comes in as a bonus, but it could become money that comes from the past. Like undiscovered money, money that's owed to you, or just all of a sudden money shows up for no reason, okay? So you don't necessarily have to be in a job to be bringing in some rewards this year. Now, what is, when you say you've let go of a job and you started something new, what is the shift that you've done between what and what?
I let go of a job that I made really good money because, but I wasn't happy there, and I just went into the unknown, and then I ended up meeting somebody and I learned how to do Reiki, and now I'm thinking about, and so now I'm, like, starting to take all these workshops and yoga,
and
I'm moving towards a lot of just completely different stuff.
Okay, wonderful. And I think really when I was talking about the sixth energy, that is really for taking care of others, healing, helping, all of that stuff. So I can see where that energy could actually, you're working with it. It's perfectly fine where you're at. I actually do see you going forward with this, especially from the ages of 38 to 46. And I really see you, you know, the spiritual, if you're just starting this journey, I really feel that this is going to be a significant journey for you. And there's going to be a transformation for you. And I do feel that as long as you stay in this spiritual arena, meaning whether it's holistic healing or even if you move into other areas, I think that the next pinnacle you got coming is right up that alley. So I think you're actually preparing to get ready for where you're going down the road and in the future. I think it's perfect. I think it's absolutely perfect for you.
Yay. Okay, cool.
Okay, glad you're going in the right. And actually, you've got the nine, you know, the nine energy that comes in next year is even going to fulfill that even more, because when you move into a 9 year, it does bring the spiritual around you, and it does even push you a little bit harder in that direction. So I think you, you know, I think that it's fine that you let the job go. I think it's fine that you realize that you needed to make a change and move forward. I wish I could see the rest of your chart so I could see why you did that, but it's okay. It's the direction your chart is heading in, so I'm good with it, okay?
Okay, and you think that I'll be able to manifest a job in this new kind of field versus having to go back?
This is your year of rewards, dear. I believe that in an 8-year, what you're going to do is probably going to be better than what you were doing before. I really do.
Okay, good.
You'll get your rewards this year, okay?
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome, dear. Good luck.
Okay, right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right. All right. I'm going to go back for a moment. Well, maybe I won't. Okay, just so that Laura and Jacqueline know, I am going to get to your readings from the emails. I'll get to them in just a second, but I'm going to take this caller first. So who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison. I'm Carrie.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Good. It's funny that you were saying put it out there and you know, things will come to you. Well, I didn't put it out there, but something just popped in my head to check on Facebook. And your show is going to be on tonight. So I thought, that's really cool. Well, there's my sign.
There's your
Maybe
sign.
Maybe I'll phone in and see what you have to say for myself.
Okay. Why don't you give me your date of birth?
May 1, 69.
Okay.
My name's Carrie. I know my number's a 4,
mm-hmm.
and I'm in a 9 right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know, I don't know. You know what? I've been through so many hard lessons. I had a really hard lesson. Life is, I guess, the phrase I'm trying to say,
mm-hmm.
because I know I'm going to have a lot of wisdom and words to help mm-hmm. people with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, usually in...
I wrote a hard one. I know I did.
Yeah, your life path really kind of says that for you, things don't always come easy. And
no.
It kind of is... And really, honey, in many ways, you know, it has to do with something that you brought in from a past life. And,
I know.
You know, and some people like to get all freaked out when you use the word karma. But listen,
I
do charts on a regular basis, and I lost count somewhere around 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth of the matter is everybody you know, everybody you will ever meet, and everybody you've ever known has
I
got
know.
Karma in their chart. We all do. It's very rare for a chart to come up without karma. So we all are working through lessons in our lifetimes. For you, it just kind of says you're a little bit of a slacker in a past lifetime. So in this lifetime, you kind of said, you know what, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to focus and discipline myself. I am going to work hard at things. I'm going to understand what it's like to follow the rules. I'm going to understand what discipline, effort versus reward is. I'm just going to make sure that I make the best possible use out of my talents and abilities. That's what you said, and that's really what's going on. And even, you know, when I look at this, it's even in your challenges. And
it's
so
everything.
Sometimes it just makes
yeah.
things a little bit harder, too, when it's in your challenges. So I can really see where you've been put in a box. There's
mm-hmm.
been limitations. The good news is, karma doesn't last a lifetime.
No.
It does not. It doesn't. So the beautiful thing about this is that you are moving into, you've been in under, like I can see where the family played a very strong,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's duty and responsibility to family very early on in life, like birth until 32, whether it's having to take care of them or maybe their opinions, their
feelings.
No,
actually, my dad passed away at 10, and I was kind of like, you know, from 12 and on, and I'm 40 now. So I
mm-hmm.
really, really did have a hard life. I really did.
Right.
My
and
grandma raised me.
Right, and
know?
I see that. But let me tell you something. What I see ahead of you is freedom that's coming to you at 42. So I really honestly feel, darling, that you have got, you're going to have opportunities to do things that you've not been able to do before, maybe travel, and if you're using the words communication, all your pentacles that are upcoming have everything to do with speaking or writing or using your words. They're so
mm-hmm.
strong there for you.
They
so
are.
I really feel that a lot of freedom and maybe some more interesting activities, be able to do things that you have not been able to do. That is really, you're almost there. You're in a 9-year right now, which is all about letting go of this pentacle that you're in, letting go of the past, letting go of people, places, and things. It's all
the marriage, yeah.
You can't
mm-hmm.
bring it forward with you because
yeah.
next year you're going to begin. Next year and beyond, you're going to move into this 5 energy. So what you have to do is make room for all this new stuff that you're going to have going on in your life, okay? So I really think that you have a lot to look forward to. And I do see where the family has been a big issue. But also, honey, you can't fix everybody, save everybody. You have to take care of yourself.
I know.
You have to make yourself important, because if you keep giving and giving until there's nothing left of you,
I know,
then you kind of destroy yourself and your life becomes a burden. So you've got to make some choices about you and making yourself important. Do you understand?
I know. It's always give, help, help, help. So I'm off balance.
You're off balance. And really, one of the best things you can do for your loved ones, one of the best things you can do is take care of you. Sometimes that means like, okay, if you feel resentment, if you feel anger, if somebody asks you to do something, then you shouldn't be doing it.
Right.
If you're doing it because it makes you feel good, that's fine. But you're not receiving love either. You're giving it, but you're not comfortable receiving it. You don't let people do nice things for you. And you certainly don't do nice things for you. You understand me, right?
I totally. But you know what? It's like a program, like, to be nice. You know how people are good? Like, you're good yourself. You're good. You know what? Like, so that's how I am, you know, in my head.
I understand that. But you can't. If you burn yourself out.
I know.
You are no good to anyone. Can't help people if you're burnt out. So you have to, starting tomorrow, say to yourself, okay, what do I need today?
Okay.
What can I do for me? Why would you not love yourself the same way that you take care of others and love others? You've got to turn that same, why don't you help yourself? You're so busy helping everybody else. You've got to love yourself the same way you love other people. So starting tomorrow morning and every day forward, you need to get up in the morning and say, okay, what do I need today? And I'm going to put what I need in front of everybody else. And if I've got time, then I'll help them. But right now, I've got to work on filling my own cup back up. I've got to work on giving back to myself, because I don't want to run away from them. I don't want to run away from my life. I don't want to self-destruct because I'm not taking care of me.
So that's why I'm in the healing mode right now, I guess, right?
Yes.
Because I have to learn all that, right? Before I know there's big things coming, and I know what I'm supposed to, what I'm meant to do.
Oh, you've got some really beautiful, you're going to be so much happier, I can assure you.
I know.
And I also
and I'm getting, write a book, because I have my, and people ask me how, you know, where you ended up in life and stuff. I really say my life should be a book.
Well, I see all of that ahead of you. We're writing the book, and I would encourage you to do that.
Right.
But also, sweetheart, I want you to understand how sensitive you are.
I know.
You really like to, you pacify people all the time.
Yeah.
You're very sensitive to other people's energy. You read them like a book. Yeah, you're an empath.
Yeah, and I'm an empath. I'm a clairsentient.
Yes, you are.
Totally. And you know what? People just kind of like, you're so powerful. You don't realize it. And I guess when I learn how to shape-shift in that, that's what they're trying to tell me.
Well, what you may benefit from, too, is some meditations.
I know.
To put some protection up around your auric field so you're not absorbing other people's stuff.
Yes,
you need
to
learn how to deal with your being an empath. I really do suggest, and I do this with all love, is for you to, when you get off the phone from me, go to Google, type in empath, and look at the various different websites.
Okay.
I want you to see if it resonates to you. And there are some of them that's got some beautiful suggestions for meditations and crystals and stones and different things to help you with the fact that you are such a sensitive. Okay, sweetie?
Okay.
So why don't you try that?
I have myself, that my son is exactly like me, so I can help him with that as well, you know?
Sure. I mean, even myself, I'm really sensitive to people's energy. And I tell you, honey, sometimes I have to take a sea salt bath just to get my energy cleared. And sometimes I carry stones with me all the time to ground my energy and to help me so that I'm not always picking up other people's. Because it's not so much that I don't mind. I like to connect to people's energy and feel them. I really do, because it helps me to be a better reader. But I have to learn to disconnect and also, you know, take that energy and get it off of me so that I can go back to center and back to myself. And that's really what you've got to learn how to do, is to get other people's stuff off of you and be your beautiful, shiny self. Okay.
Is that why I get always, like, crystals to start carrying them with me, too?
Yeah. You have to carry them with you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
You'll find, read the websites. That'll give you a lot of really good information. If it sounds good, if it sounds true to you, if it resonates to you, then it's what you need to do. If it doesn't, then just throw it in the garbage can and move on to the next website.
Right.
But look to see if they can't give you a little advice there about, you know, some maybe some auric cleansing. I'm going to, you know, one of the things I swear I'm going to do is a meditation just on this so that people can have the meditation. Because quite often when I do readings for people, I actually walk them through these meditations to help them. So there are some lovely meditations you might be able to pick up on those websites. Okay, honey?
I know. You know what, Allison? The thing is with me, because a friend of mine that's a medium, she's like, I'm not going to tell you to do meditation for me to sit. You know what I mean? It's really hard. I do a walking meditation every day.
That's fine. If that works, there's no rules or regulations to meditation.
Yeah.
You've got to find what's right for you.
And I know this is being scattered. I don't want to be all over there, but the shape-shifting thing, I'm getting that all the time. Am I supposed to learn that now, or am I supposed to seek somebody to help me to learn it? I don't know what, I don't understand it.
Learn what, dear? I'm sorry, I didn't hear
the shape-shifting.
Shape-shifting? Yes. Okay. Well, I would, in something like that, I would probably see about getting some books. But I would like maybe do some research on the internet. And like I say, when it comes to somebody teaching you that or giving you information on that, I would refer you to somebody that knows a heck of a lot more than me. And I would do the research. If you resonate to that, that's, you need to look it up. You need to figure it out, okay?
But I am a shape sister, am I not?
Yeah, I would think, yeah.
Yeah. So that's there's nobody like around where I live that does, you know, who can teach you that.
But dear, you back in the day, and I understand that people, you know, I don't have anybody around me. Yeah,
no.
But you have an internet, and the internet is infinite possibilities of connecting to the right person. And
absolutely, yeah.
Infinite possibilities you have at your fingertips and at your disposal.
Yeah,
a device that can answer every question under the sun.
Yes,
and
correct.
You also pray for direction. So before you ever type anything in, you ask for guidance from above to direct you to the right person. Okay?
I will do that.
All right, sweetie. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Honey.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, really quickly, I want to get to Laura. And Laura just wanted some general information on her numbers, and she sent me an email. Now, Laura girl, you did not send me your year of birth, but I've got your name at birth, so I can give you information based on that. And, you know, for you, child, I do see beautiful energy with you in your expression number that you have this beautiful, loving, giving heart. This is the energy of a healer, a teacher, somebody that has cosmic mother energy. Certainly for you, whether it is nurturing and caring for others, a family, being very family-orientated, but also contained in this energy is a lot of artistic ability as well, sometimes interior designs, all different types of artistic ability, musical ability as well. What I love about you, Laura, is I see that you have a three hearts desire and three personality, and so this also tells me that you have this sparkliness about you. You kind of got an it factor here. A gift with words. So, you know, remember, you've got a gift maybe with writing, but also, you know, this is artistic as well. Being on stage, theater, talking, inspiring others, beautiful, beautiful energy. You also, you know, between the healer that I see here and also, you may be predisposed towards mediumship as well, prophetic dreams, clairvoyance, seeing things. So, I don't know if you've had those experiences, but those are very strongly along the lines of a clairvoyant or medium. So I see healer, teacher. I see a lot of artistry in your numbers. Beautiful, intuitive energy by any means. You've got a challenge to your own self-worth and self-esteem, so you do need to work on that. You also even have a challenge to the three energy that you have. So you've got to go find your inner child. You've got to learn to be creative. You've got to learn to express and stop inhibiting yourself or worrying about what other people think about you. And the idea of going on stage or being out in front of people or being creative might drive you right up a wall. It might scare you to death. But I'm telling you that you've got some serious star quality in your chart, and I want to put you in front of people, and I want to see you out there inspiring people. Now, what I see going on in your chart, Laura, right now, and I'm going to give you a little word here, and I really feel as though there's, you're going through some changes in your life, and I feel as though that maybe on some level you're trying to understand what's going on. Maybe things are not working out quite as you had hoped, or maybe it seems like everywhere you turn there's a brick wall. But your life is in the process of being redirected, and maybe you're doing some soul searching, and maybe there's a little angst going on with you. But I really feel that by the time you hit 58, you're going to be starting over or beginning again. There's going to be a transformation in you. And you've got, you know, it's just going to be like kind of like rebuilding your life on more solid ground. I really feel that this is a very spiritual time for you as well. So I would really connect intuitively with your meditations and your dreams. I would have faith and know that everything is exactly the way it should be. And even though you can't make sense of the events of your life at the moment, they really are for your highest and greatest goods, because you're being almost as though your life is kind of being rearranged to put you on better ground. You are in energy right now that's really, really good for learning. So kind of go on that soulful journey. Go find your guru. Go out there and seek the answers to life. And I really, anything having to do with learning is really currently present in your chart. You have the eight around you in your personal year, so I do feel to a certain level there should be some money flowing in this year and certainly some recognition for your achievements. And certainly as you move into next year, you're going to be letting go of some things. And in the conjunction of that, like I say, at 58, it's a time of new beginnings for you. So I see some really, you know, some good stuff with new beginnings at age 58. So that's what I got for you, Laura, and thank you so much for your email, all right? And I know that I got a beeper. I've got somebody on the line. So who's calling? Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. Who's this?
Hello? Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who is this?
This is Sherry from California. I won't, can I ask you some questions?
You want to give me your date of birth first, please?
Oh, okay. 8/23/1972.
Okay. 8/23/1972. Okay.
Yes.
And so you have a question?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you do the prediction or just, you know, some,
Well, you can tell me what your question is, and if I can see it in your date of birth and the energy that's in front of me right now, I'd be happy to answer you. So what's your question?
Okay. Did you see when I will meet my future husband, how he look like, what he does?
Mm-hmm.
Anything you can talk about?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You're in a 7 year this year, which one thing that the 7 year can do is actually bring in a soulmate connection. But I think that your attraction to someone this year is going to be more on a spiritual level. It's going to be more on a soulful level than maybe some of your previous relationships if you do bring in a soulmate this year. I'm going to tell you straight up, honey, that you have got this energy in your chart that sometimes may attract to you relationships where, let's just put it this way, where they're not necessarily interested in committing. They're not necessarily the most responsible people in the world. They really might be like free spirits, or they might be kind of wanderers, or people that really are not substantially, let's just call it the marrying kind. They're kind of like to sow their wild oats for quite a while before they decide to settle down. You have got some serious vibes here of someone that's got a very, there's no other way to put it. You send out signals that is very sensual. And consequently, you pull that energy into you, meaning somebody that might find you more attractive for a physical reason than for maybe your wonderful, shining personality and your beautiful brain. So in all of that, you know, I do see that in your energy. So you really, when you look at your relationships, are you ready to commit? Because sometimes with you, even commitments are not that easy. And you have to look at them, and you really have to assess as to whether or not these, you might be picking the same type over and over again that are not ready to settle down. But with all that being said, as I said, in a 7 year, it's very possible that you pull into you someone who is ready for a commitment. It's on a much more soulful level. And you're actually in a pinnacle right now that can and does bring marriage. So I feel very positive that before the age of 40, that you will more than likely be in a committed relationship, if not married, okay? I cannot tell you what he looks like. I'm sorry. I can't tell you. But I will tell you that I do see you married before 40, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, dear.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. And we have one more thing from Jacqueline, and she sent me an email, and she has a question. And, you know, it's a very good question, and it's one that makes one want to ponder a little bit. She said that she's in a 9-year, and she's wondering about continuing contracts and starting planning of new contracts or projects in a 9-year, because usually a 9-year is a year of completion. But work has to go on, and some things can't be held over to next year. And you're absolutely right, Jacqueline, that if you're in a 9 personal year, it is not a year to begin something new. It is not a year, especially a major new project. But in the course of your work, if you have to bring in contracts, and that's part of what your job is, obviously you have to perform your job, and so you have to, you know, make out these new contracts. I would not sign on to anything that is going to involve your time and your energy for many years to come, because honestly, I do not believe that those are going to work out in the long run for you. It is better that as soon as that if you could even hold off till October, and that would be the month when technically you can sign all the contracts you want for something that's long-term, but anything prior to that might be a little iffy if it's a long-term project. And you know, when it comes to 9 years, you don't want to start relationships, you don't want to start jobs, you don't, there's so many different things. It's about endings and completions. It's not about new beginnings. But like I say, if your course of work requires you to take on new clients or sign new contracts or whatever the case might be, and you do not have a choice, you do not have a choice. But anything major, major that is going to involve you working on it for years to come, I would definitely hold it off till October if I could. And another thing that you said in your email was that you're a 3 life path. Now, I don't know if that was a typo, but I would beg to differ with you that you're a 2 life path. And so I don't know if you're familiar with numerology, but that's the calculation that I get. And so you can go to my website, www.getisnumber.com. It has a life path calculator right there on the website. You could enter in your date of birth, and definitely you can get a reading on what a 2 life path is like. Of course, it's in a male version of it, but just, you know, put she for he, and pretty much it's going to be the same for you. And I really do encourage everyone, you know, as long as we're on the subject of getisnumber.com, if you haven't visited it, you know, go visit it. Really, I wrote this whole website for women in mind, especially with online dating. And oftentimes, even when you meet somebody, they always put the best foot forward. They don't really share with you, maybe, you know, right off the bat what they're really like. And if you go to getisnumber.com, this whole website is based on giving you some insight about someone based upon their date of birth. And all you have to do is put in their date of birth and click on which life path number they are, and it's going to give you a whole lot of information. So, again, that's www.getisnumber.com. It's fun. You'll enjoy it. Share it with your girlfriends. You know, everybody can have a really good time on that website because it's really meant to be a lot of fun. So I really encourage everybody to check it out. All right, now one more thing, and I really thank everybody that called in, but at this moment I'm probably not going to take any more callers. I just kind of want to close with this. A lot of people write me very often about repetitive numbers and dreams, and they see them and they want to know what their meanings are. And some people just see repetitive numbers on clocks and things like that. And numbers are a universal language, and historically messages from the divine has always come in the form of numbers. I mean, the Bible is full of them, and many of the holy books are as well. And I believe that when you see a repetitive number, it's a signal to your soul. And I see this as being an activation code, which kind of begins a process of a new development in your consciousness. And when you see it, you might not know exactly what it means, but trust me, your soul knows. So if you've seen the 1111, you know, that usually is considered to be the number of the messenger. And the 11 is like an open doorway to spiritual. Hold on. It's an open doorway to the spiritual, and the truth is being revealed to you. Maybe it awakens you to a new consciousness. So when you start seeing the 1111, usually it can actually create some profound changes in you. Okay, so if you do see repetitive numbers, it really is a signal to your soul. Now, I'm just going to give you really briefly the meaning of the numbers. If it's one, it usually means a take action, that there's a new beginning coming. With two, probably it's time to be patient. It's time to cooperate with others. Three, it's about being creative and manifesting your dreams. Four, you want to work hard and stay disciplined at things. Stay grounded. Five is change.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.